This is the Don and Mike Show. Celebrating 23 years of the Don and Mike Show. Here's Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
The celebration continues and continues through tomorrow when Don Geronimo returns for his final Don and Mike Show. In the meantime, you're listening to the ultimate best of Don and Mike. I'm Buzz Burbank along with Rob Spiewak.
Hi there. Another ace booking here. You know, I produced the show many times.
Right.
And this is a phoner I know you guys are going to enjoy because it involves boxing with a marsupial, also a look back to a classic WAVA moment, and a few voices we've not heard yet on this retrospective. So please enjoy this, the ultimate best of Don and Mike.
Let's see, who's here? Hello, who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Oh, hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don. Hi. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tom, hey, buddy. Hey, Tom, buddy.
Yep.
How are you?
Good.
Good news for you, Tom. I know that you like our new friend, Super Dave.
No, I do not.
Yeah, Super Dave's coming on to be a big star on the show.
He's coming on the show on Thursday.
I'm coming down here on Thursday.
No, you're not.
No. No, listen. Thursday is Super Dave's day. We're going to have two great things for Super Dave. First, we're getting him a rabbi suit. We're going to put him out on the street with a bullhorn, being a rabbi saying he forgives Mel Gibson. Then we're going to bring him in and we're going to play a match game with him.
It's going to be a big day. It's really going to be almost the whole show with him.
The whole Super Dave experience.
Because he's really good, don't you think?
No, he's not, because he hit his head in the pool.
Yeah.
When you all had the girls out there.
You know what we're going to call Thursday? You know what we're going to call it?
What?
Thursdave.
No.
Thursdave.
His own day.
Thursdave. Watch it. How's he going to get there?
What?
Yeah. How's he gonna get?
We're gonna pay for his cab.
Public transportation.
No, actually, we might send him a limo.
We are sending him a horse-drawn carriage, one of those handsome carriages from New York City.
We actually might chopper him in, fly him in.
Well, Mike, be honest. Mike and I, Tom, hold on.
Yeah.
Mike and I are driving. Where's he live? Baltimore.
Yeah.
Mike and I are driving together in Baltimore, and we're going to drive him down be on the show
from his house,
and then we're taking him out after the show. We're gonna take him out, get him laid, get him drunk.
Why didn't you do that with me?
Because he seems like a really cool guy.
I'm better than he is. I'm like.
Oh, he's really upset now.
Better than he is. I'm
Tom.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a second.
Tom.
Better than, wait a minute.
Tom.
What?
Tom. Come on.
Tom, I'm sorry. There's a new flower in the garden. His name is.
No.
His name is Super Dave.
No.
Yeah.
He can't step on my turf.
Oh, is that fighting words? Oh.
Tard turf.
Are you challenging him?
I'm challenging him. I'm going to take me down there on Thursday.
No, don't come down on Thursday, Tom.
He seems like a really nice guy.
No, I mean, he's not doing any, like, he's not going to be doing that, anything. Let me dress up. You guys can dress me up, and I can sit out there and blow my blowhorn and say, Mel Gibson, you suck.
I love it when he says, you guys can dress me up.
He is riled up. Tom, we love you. You know that.
Tom, you just got to let Dave have his day.
It's his day.
Let Dave have his Thursday, and I'll be.
How about you? Can you come for our Saturday show?
Where is that going to be?
At the State Theater.
Saturday,
we're doing a live remote.
A live remote on Saturday. How about Wednesday, Hooters and Rockville?
Oh, that's nothing we can do about that one.
You see, we don't do a weekend show. It's trying to fool Tom there.
He's got his eyes on the prize. He's a little wily when that happens.
Yes, Tom, you can certainly come out to our... We are number four in the ratings party next Wednesday night at Hooters, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, and Tom, you know we love you.
Yep.
It's just right now we love Super Dave a little bit more.
And Super Dave can have Thursday, and then I'll have
Hey,
all
Tom.
Yes.
Tom, now you can't tell us how to run the show.
Thursday
was Dave's day, and last week was Dave's day with the pool.
Hey, Tom.
No, that's a couple of weeks
Tom,
ago.
Do you have any words of encouragement for Dave?
Dave can have it any way he wants it.
That sounded interesting.
I think.
What does it take to be a star on the Don and Mike Show, Tom?
To be me?
To be you, to be Tom Gavin, the man, the star. What does it take?
Yep, be Tom Gavin, the man of the star.
What does it take, though, Tom? What's it take to climb to the top of the showbiz ladder?
You got any pointers for Dave? Any advice you'd give him?
I will take him down to CCR and get him laid.
That's very good. Nice. Wow. That's the spirit. That's nice. Tom, you guys can work together, I think.
Yeah, Dave can come with me on Friday. Meet me down at CCR.
Maybe you and Dave and maybe Dennis.
No, not Dennis.
Yeah, I'm sure, why not?
Hey, I'm going to tell you all something.
What about?
Dennis can stay the hell off my turf.
That's right.
What about Robert the Mailman?
Robert can suck the goddamn you-know-what.
Whoa.
Wow.
So who do you hate more, Dennis or Robert the Angry Mailman?
I hate both of them.
Or Super Dave. Who do you hate the most out of those three?
I hate all three of them.
Oh, now you said you didn't. I didn't think you hated Super Dave.
Because I came out there, and when you all did that dunk tank thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tom,
you were out of control that day.
I was doing a joke. I was, like, holding the thing so that when people, like, throwing the ball and stuff, I was holding the thing.
Tom?
So, yeah?
How's your anger management going?
It's good.
Are you feeling in control right now?
Yes. I'm feeling control.
This message for our audience.
He's mentally retarded.
Now back to our show.
Tom?
Yeah?
You know, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to be on the show. So it's Tom, just that right now, as Don said, I didn't say this, but Don did, you know, Dave's just a little better.
Mike, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Mike,
I got to
rat you out.
All right.
We were talking before the show. You know what Mike said?
Yep.
He used the L word.
What?
He said he loved Super Dave. I don't know if he meant he loved him like as a man or if he loved him as a performer.
In general, I just love him.
And I hear what's going on, and there's a lot of deer going on, and there's like a dog going after a mall. And his name is Spot and Travis.
Now, see, this is where Tom gets creepy when he starts talking about the town that I live in.
Right. It's very odd.
I know where you live at. I know where...
He does.
Hey, yes, wait a minute.
I like hearing this.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes, Tom.
October 7th, Patriot Center, Jimmy Lang's going to be boxing October 7th.
My birthday. He's kind of... We've upset him, and he's all over the place
Patriot.
Right now.
It's okay, Tom. Nobody understood Andy Kaufman either.
I know.
Do you know who Andy Kaufman was?
Yeah.
Who was he?
He's a boxer.
Right. Exactly.
One of the best.
Who did he box?
Muhammad Ali.
No, he boxed kangaroos.
Hey, wait a second. Hey, wait a minute. What?
What the hell's going on, Tom?
Nothing. I'm going to tell you something.
What?
I did that. I want to tell you something. Down at the DC Convention Center, the World of Wheels, they put me in a boxing ring with a kangaroo.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm sorry, we missed
and
that.
My ass
kid. Oh man.
Oh, Tom. Clap those little
Tom.
Dirty
hands.
You know.
Yep. Wait, hey, Charlie.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Charlie. I got my ass kicked with a kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Hey, Charlie, who do you like better, Super Dave or Tom?
Oh, Super Dave.
Oh, me better.
No, I like
me
Tom.
Me better.
Me better.
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Let's go straight to the hotline for the special of the day today at Fair Oaks. Hello, are you there?
Hi, it's Coach Joe Gibbs of the Washington Redskins, and they have a very special day out of Fair Oaks Dodge. If you go out there today and buy a car or truck, you get a picture of me. It's a football card when I have my head shaved in training camp. It's a fabulous one-time offer. Buy a car or truck today. Get a picture of me, yours truly, Joe Gibbs, with the shaved head. It's an opportunity you won't want to miss at Fair Oaks Dodge. Well, hello, Frank.
Hello, Coach Gibbs. Welcome to the airwaves of Music Power 105 WAVA.
It's Coach Joe Gibbs from your Washington Redskins. Well, day number two with Jay Schrader standing by holding his breath demanding to be traded. It's absolutely unprecedented. I never thought a Major League Football quarterback could hold his breath as long as he has. But Jay has managed to hold his breath for almost a day and a half right now, and he's standing by demanding to be traded. Jay, are you there?
Yes, you're right. Like the caller you just had on a moment ago, I've lost most of the feeling in my legs. However, until you trade me, I'm not going to let go of my breath.
Yeah, it seems to me pretty obvious, Frank, that Jay can't resign himself to the fact that he's going to be the number two quarterback.
Oh, no! You know, I bought a new Corvette with red velvet interior.
Yeah, we all know about your Corvette, Jay, wondering how long you can hold your breath.
I make $1 million a year, you know, and I have to put up with this crap, okay?
Frank, it's obvious that Jay is having trouble dealing with the emotional situation. That's why he's holding his breath until he turns blue.
I don't have any problems. I just remember back in the good old days when you used to like me, Joe, when I used to be your favorite quarterback before Doug came along. Now, it's Doug this and Doug that.
It's unbelievable.
What happened to me, Jay Schrader?
It's unbelievable that a quarterback in the NFL can actually hold his breath for a day and a half demanding to be traded. But we're just going to have to wait and see just how long Jay can last doing this childish move.
I would even play for the Atlanta Falcons.
We'll have an update to you real soon out here at Redskins Park with Coach Gibbs and Jay Schrader holding his breath till it turns blue. This is Coach Joe Gibbs of your Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that's not now. What are you going to do now? Go talk about football with Doug Williams.
We'll chat at you later.
Your new favorite
Jay,
quarterback.
Oh, shut up, Jay. Come on now. Stop it.
I'm an old man.
I guess we better go straight to David Haynes.
Uh-oh. Montgomery County cop cars being taken out of service. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, W.
Cut! Roger. What's this? A feeding bird. Roger, read the script. Look what it says. It says rabbit gets clunked, rabbit sees stars. Not birds, stars!
Please, bro, I can give you stuff. Look!
AVA!
WAVA, Arlington.
Don and Mike!
I like it!
801.
WAVA.
This is the Don and Mike Show.